JoinAllOfUs.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to alternative talk weather. I look for Monday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies again today and a slight chance of rain showers. High temperatures around 56 degrees. Tonight, clouds and rain will hang around. Low temperatures dropping back down to about 56. For Tuesday and for Wednesday, more clouds and showers expected. High temperatures hovering in the mid-60s. Sunshine returning for Thursday. High temperature around 68.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Are you ready to get your life back? Then get ready for Burn Bright today with Jennifer Marcinelli on Transformation Talk Radio now. Follow along the show as Jennifer explores a variety of topics and issues, including the energetic causes of burnout, all with the mission of empowering listeners to be true to themselves. As an energy medicine practitioner, speaker, author, and board-certified holistic nurse, Jennifer has discovered new and exciting healing tools and resources and can't wait to share them. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Get ready for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination on Burn Bright today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Now.
Yeah, I'm Dr. Pat, and I am here with Jennifer Marcinelli, and this show is about to rock you. Today, Jennifer, we are taking on something that, first of all, is very heavy on the hearts of people. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. We're now starting to see some of the statistics come out, you know, about what's happening within families, within relationships. You know, we're looking at the world differently, some of the outside pressures, some of the inside pressures. But this particular show for you has been something that, as you work with people, it's the one area where when you say about burning bright, they have the hardest time doing, isn't it? Tell everybody about the show today.
Yeah, so thank you. And hello, everyone. And hello from Houston. Yeah, so we're going to be talking today about the three things you must know and act on to get your life back on track. Because this has personally happened to me, and I'm seeing it in my practice like crazy, that 2019 has dealt one crisis after another for us. We've had big changes, we're feeling exhausted, and we're burned out. And we're, how many of us are sitting here wondering what the bleep happened to my life? So if this feels like you, if you're sitting here wondering what the bleep happened to my life, you're going to love this show. And we're going to talk about the three things you must know and act on to get your life back on track. So, yeah, this is a big topic, and it's going to pull your heartstrings. So we're going to go deep.
Well, what I love about this is the way that you put it, what the bleep happened to my life. Because, you know, believe it or not, it really does happen like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's everybody has described this in different ways, right, Jennifer? You know, some people describe what we're talking about as maybe you put the frog in the cold water scenario, but it doesn't feel like that. Even though there may be a lot of signs that lead up to it, it really is shocking when you come to the realization and you stop and you're like, what the bleep, right?
Yep. Yeah, so to just, the, you know, we've heard me talk about this on the show a few times before, some of the things that led up to my burnout and how I've crawled out of the boiling pot that I put myself in. And as a result, one of the things is once I went off of caffeine and sugar and was no longer numbed to the pain, I started realizing how unhappy I really was, okay? And the first thing you've got to know and act on to get your life back on track is that the number one cause of burnout is caused by the energetic damages from the imbalances in our relationship. We've been way off base. We've been conditioned and taught from the time we were children on how to build up our relationships, not just our intimate partnerships, but our friendships, bosses, friends, colleagues, and they've been terribly out of balance. And one of us doing most of the giving, one of us doing most of the taking, but unrealistic and inaccurate expectations. So we're going to talk a lot about that today. And I think one of the first things I think we really ought to talk about, Pat, and you tell me how you feel like this, but I kind of like to share a little bit about the number 21 of what's going on with sacred numbers right now.
Yes, go for it.
Yeah, so September is a universal 21 month, and we are in the 21st century, the century of truth, discovering truth, okay? You guys have heard me talk about this every show, the Grand Stellium coming in January for 2020, the year of perfect vision. So we're in pain. We're waking up because we're kind of being forced. You know, nobody's getting out of this ascension thing, right? So we're all being awakened to what's really going on and what we created with ourselves. So as a part of we are awaking, we are being shown truth, the truth that we created for ourselves in our lives. And that has a lot to do with the number 21. Now, before you start beating yourself up about all of this, just remember that we're all going through this. This is growth. This is growth. We're expanding, and we're basically part of the ascension process. Our consciousness is rising. So first things first, I want to get that and talk a little bit about the number 21. And Dr. Pat, are you seeing this? Are you seeing some of the truth shall set you free?
Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Are you kidding? I mean, it is like... It's very different than let's go back, the truth is set you free, a bunch of years ago, right?
Yeah.
This is a little different. It's really challenging each of us individually to decide whether we're going to stand up and have a voice in our lives or not. Now I'm not, this is not a show about, this is not the Power Up show that I do. This is a different conversation. Yeah. This is about in our lives. So let's just talk about that for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
This is really where you ask yourself, how many places in my life, and I just talked to a very close friend about this over the weekend, a person I mentor, and how many places in our lives where we have a doormat out and it's us? We have a doormat, but it's us.
We are the doormat.
We are the doormat.
We are the doormat. I was a total doormat. I just turned 51, as everybody knows, so I had this huge celebration for myself that I survived first half, and everything that I learned up through 50 and got me on the other side of 50, turning into 51, was like the school of hard knocks. No more doormat. No more not standing in my integrity and making sure that I'm managing my relationships so that others are in integrity with me as well. And if they cannot be in their integrity, removing those relationships, you know, and because one of the things that I learned is that rejection is God's protection. There are times in our life where we must really get solid and grounded in who we are and our integrity and what really matters to us and what really brings us peace and joy, and where we may have to actually reject people and remove them from our lives, and they may be loved ones.
And so, you know, so you looked at the numbers. But we are creeping up now on, creeping up, I say, it because we're in the month of September, but I don't want to lose sight of this for people. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, as we move into this next quarter and this next year, things are lining up in ways, planetarily, numerology, from a numerology perspective, but even from an astronomy perspective, astronomy, not to be confused with astrology, astronomy, where Jupiter and Saturn, and they're going to be so close together, but we're looking at a new energy, and I think that's what today's show is about. It's a new energy, because as we move in to this next year, right, as we look at 2020, there is 10 years coming of what is called the Great Transformation. And this is the time to get real.
Yes. Get real with ourselves.
Yeah, with ourselves.
So, yeah, and just to be clear, I know that you guys are, you know, really getting to know the show, but this is really never about the other person and their crimes against you. What it's actually really about is taking a look deep within in our own lives. And really getting grounded in who we are, what we're here to do, get connected with the divine, and get our mind right, get our emotions right, so that we are in charge of ourselves and that we are creating the life that we want to live in a way that comes for the greater good of all concerns, not just us. So, yeah, so you're exactly right. All of this is lining up. There's a huge transformation. We're starting to see truth. We're starting to see what some of the leaders, people in leadership positions have been up to and why they can, you know, we may have looked up to them for some reason.
Yeah.
And now we're going, okay, now I'm seeing what they're really about and I'm not okay with that and why these people cannot be in leadership anymore. And it's making room for people that have done the work and who are coming from integrity and have received some and achieved some enlightenment to step up into leadership. So you're right. All of this is happening. And it's my personal experience and my professional experience that when it comes down to each of us, we've got to get right in our relationships. We have to.
We have to.
We have
to. Does it start, Jennifer, with our relationships with ourselves?
There is no other place to start.
Yeah.
You know, we've been told this, but I don't know that we've ever, we've been conditioned many, many things. And we'll talk about the next segment about what we think. Let's talk about intimate relationships for just a moment.
Okay? Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so partnership, we're talking about intimate relationships, spouses or significant others, right?
Right.
Where we have been conditioned, we haven't been trained properly, if you will, that we've been so conditioned to look for happiness in a relationship. If I meet Prince Charming, I will feel happy. If I marry the right man, if I marry Mr. Right or Mrs. Right, then my life is going to fall apart, fall together. I'm going to be happy. We're going to have a White House picket fence, kids, you know, whatever that is to you. And that is a big mistake. It's an illusion that of trying to find happiness in someone else. And now I'm just going to say pot calling the kettle black, okay? It took a devastating divorce for me to figure this out, okay? I was in so much pain from my relationships being off and trying to find happiness from a relationship that I was seeking an intimate partner, a spouse, who would create or complete me or make me feel happy or feel whole, and not going to happen. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in the second segment because the first place we have to go to get to the core of our pain is deep within. We have to go within. We have to search for what in us is being asked to be looked at and what is it that we're being asked to understand and change and heal so we can move forward and find the happiness within ourselves. Then our relationships begin to adjust.
Yeah. I mean, and what we're talking about here, let's take a short break and when we come back, talk about this in more detail because sometimes we do these one and then the other. But I don't think that's what's happening. I think we're being called to look within because we got a whole lot of stuff going on the outside with relationships.
Yeah, boy, don't we?
Yeah, a whole lot going on. And so what happens when these folks that we so revered, that we've maybe put on a pedestal, you know, the prince or the princess or however you want to look at them, what happens when in a perspective they fall from grace? I love that term. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what happens when some things die and others get reborn. Stay tuned. Jennifer Marcinelli will join us here today. We'll be right back with that and a whole lot more.
Human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maxim Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Whoa!
welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Oh my goodness.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on the Tracy Al Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truths, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Katasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back. And by the way, this is a live call-in show for those of you out there, 1-800-930-2819. Look, is this you? Have you some days did you wake up one day and think, what the bleep happened to my life? What the bleep happened to my relationship? Fill in the blank. Have you had a moment where you stopped and looked around and you realized that there were some expectations you had that weren't quite going to get met? Jennifer Marcinelli is joining me here today, the Burn Bright Today Show. This is her show. I get to join her in this. Before we go ahead and talk about expectations, how can people find out more about you? And boy, you're making some changes.
Oh, boy, have I made changes. 2019 has, for me, been the year of purification and transformation. And please go visit my new website. I want to hear what you think. I have given a major facelift to my entire platform, and I'm very excited about it. And I really want to hear what you like about it, what resonates with you, what doesn't, what you'd like to see. You know, go through the blogs, go through the services, go through the about page, get to know my team. We have an entire team, an entire page for the team out of Buffalo and the team out of Seattle, so get to know us. But come on over. Its website is burnbrighttoday.com. Make sure you get all the T's correct. Burnbrighttoday.com. Come on over, check it out, log in, take the free assessment, and schedule your free 15-minute consultation. I want to hear what's going on with you, and I want to hear what you need. Let's see what you'd like to have on the next show or in the next blog.
Yeah, and by the way, this is all about getting some help and support to turn things around in your life. That's really what we're talking about here today. I can't say enough about what we're getting ready to take on now. There's a confusion in the world that I come from about expectations and promises. And for a long time, we wanted to kind of put this word expectations in a category that has nothing to do with the realistic version of what we expect from other people and what they maybe promised us.
Yeah.
And so either way, whether it's an expectation or a perceived promise or an obligation, either way, with any of those, when you move down that pathway, right, and you have what some people call unrealistic versions of ourselves and others, there's only one outcome that could happen. Want to tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So what is the number two thing you must know and act on to get your life back on track? You're not going to want to hear this. I'm just saying, so sit down and just get ready, okay? But this time, we're talking about the death of Prince Charming, okay? We're talking about the death of Prince Charming. And not only the death of Prince Charming, but the death of Wonder Woman. Because Prince Charming and Wonder Woman do not exist, okay? We've been conditioned all of our lives through fantasy stories, through the media, through Disney, through our religious upbringing, everything that we've been taught and conditioned, that we as women are supposed to look and act and be shaped and be perfect. And for some reason, we've been trained to feel like we want Prince Charming to come rescue us. Guys, there's no such thing. Prince Charming is dead, buried, and gone. There is no access to Prince Charming. This was hard for me to take, and I'm going to be completely honest. I'm always transparent with all of the Burn Bright Today community, okay? School of Hard Knocks. It took, I've been married before, so it took another devastating divorce, okay? For me, being the quick study that I am, finally figure this out. There's no such thing as a Prince Charming. There is no person, there is no savior, there is no man, there is no woman who's going to rescue you from the unhappiness that's in your life, okay? There just isn't. But here's the beautiful thing, and this is unbelievably empowering. Once you let go of that unrealistic expectation that there is a perfect mate for you, or, you know, an intimate partner, however you define that, that is going to rescue you from your pain, and you're going to feel good, and you're going to be awash with infatuation chemicals, which are really fun but very short-lived, it's all going to come crashing down. And each partner is going to behave, maybe at their best, to try to win the affections of others. And talk is cheap and words are real. So folks that we meet are going to say a lot of things to run their agenda. Maybe they truly are looking for happiness. Maybe they truly are looking to be loved. Maybe, honestly, they might just be looking for sex and hiding it underneath all of that, okay? I've experienced that too, unfortunately. They may also be looking for you to support them financially. And this is not just women to men, it's men to women. Everybody's guilty of this, and here's why. Because we've been conditioned to think that somebody else must provide for us, our happiness, our security, or what have you. It does not come from another person. That is an unrealistic expectation, and we now have to be retrained and reconditioned as we are awakening to these truths that this comes from us, and it's a journey. It's a journey to getting into our own truth and our own integrity and connecting with the divine, so that we have what we need to be happy and not trying to get it from another person. So, Dr. Pat, tell me where you are on this.
Well, I'll tell you where I am on this. First of all, is that we're not talking about, in my opinion, when we are in relationship with someone, right? There are things that we literally say to each other that we are going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not talking about that. You know, and I don't think you are either. There is the day-to-day exchange, right, of things that happen. It happens all over. It happens in the workplace. It happens in your relationships.
Sure.
Right? But what happens when we are out there about what we think somebody is to us?
Yeah.
To fill a gap of what we're not to ourselves?
Correct.
That's what we're talking about.
Right.
But we absolutely should not blame ourselves for this. And I work with more women that are in shame around this one issue here. And we just have not had the toolkit developed for us to know another way, have we?
No, we haven't. As a matter of fact, it's actually been hidden from us. It's been hidden from us by design for many reasons. It creates attachments and keeps us down here. And not throwing blame, we're just objectively talking about how this happens, right? the media, the stories we're told as children, our religious affiliations, our schools that we attend, the teachers that we've studied under, all had their own inherent biases from their cultures, their environment, their religious practices. So things get inherently biased by personal beliefs that aren't aligned with truth. So what happens is we become conditioned to pick up truths that aren't ours, and we're now learning to become very discerning in our information. And we're now learning that talk is cheap, but words are real. And we now have to learn to pay very, very close attention to how the person's behaviors are matching the words that they speak and the promises that they've made, as well as the energy that's been put behind it. And watch for that. It needs to be consistent over time. Because we may mean it when we say it, but, you know, it's really important. It's really important spiritually that we deliver on the agreements that we make. And they don't have to be written and they don't have to be legal. If we enter into a verbal agreement with someone, we are held responsible for our end of the agreement, as is the other person. It's called karma, okay? And this is very real. So we want our intentions to be aligned with what we can actually truly deliver. And if we cannot deliver, things come up, things happen. Go back to that person and renegotiate. And make sure that it's for the greater good of all concerned, your highest good and that person's highest good. And as a rule of thumb, if we're making an agreement that is in our own highest good, then it's usually it is the highest good for everyone concerned. But we've got to really watch our words, our actions, and our thoughts and make sure they are aligned with integrity. And are they true? Are they kind? And are they necessary? And deliver. And if you can't, come back and have a meaningful conversation, renegotiate with folks.
Well, let's just get a little bit, let's just get real about this for a minute, though.
Yeah.
You know, because this is where I think a lot of the slippage is.
Okay.
That is, what is an agreement that one makes that can cause a serious, wow, do I use the word, misunderstanding? When we come back from break, what would you think that would look like? We're going to talk very specifically about what some of that looks like, especially if you've been in a relationship with someone for any point of time.
Yeah.
Stay tuned, everybody. We've got lots coming. Jennifer Marcinelli here. Lots to talk about. Have you ever figured out maybe what it is that you agreed to, that you thought somebody else agreed to, only to find out at some point, oopsie, I never really said I'd do that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We don't have to worry about nothing. We got the fire.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. These intuitive healers studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Right now, ask yourself, how far are you from your dream? Are you closer today than yesterday? Entrepreneur and personal coach Deborah Rothschild brings the wit and wisdom to transform you into a new dynamic you. Tune in to the Deborah Rothschild Show, Developing a Dynamic You. To learn more about Deborah, visit thedeborahshow.com. That's the D-E-B-R-A show.com.
Tune in live every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuition, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Yeah, we got the fire, and we're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. Gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn.
Yeah, yeah. So what would be a broken expectation? But first, before we get there, it could be maybe Rihanna showing up 6 hours late for an interview by Extra. But in any way, or some other media outlet, we're going to talk about this because I'm kind of making light of it, but it isn't something to make light of. What the bleak leap happened to my life? This is the Burn Bright Today Show. Jennifer, this is your show. I'd love for folks to know more about you because you actually help people get through the chaos of what we're about to talk about.
Yeah, I do. I'm survived a health crisis and a near-death experience from burnout. So I have dedicated my entire career to helping people get their lives back by healing our thoughts, memories, and emotions and our energetic damage that's been caused and what actually is the underlying cause of burnout. So come on over to my new website. I really want to hear what you think about it. It's burnbrighttoday.com. There's a free assessment. Schedule your free consultation. Come over, check it out, and start having a conversation with me.
So I want to just say this before we start talking about it. In the world that I studied in, the world of psychology, there's a tendency in our field that when an abnormal sort of behavior or, you know, something that, you know, seems to be disturbing, when that behavior becomes more normal, there's a tendency to not want to classify it as abnormal anymore. As a matter of fact, in the world of psychology, the narcissistic behavior went through this, only to find out that most psychologists don't really have a grip on what narcissistic personality disorder is. So good news is they're not going to categorize that as normal today. That's the good news. I don't know what they're going to do tomorrow, but we see it across the board, Jennifer, in right now telling the truth. It seems to be an unusual event in the world of politics right now. Truth-telling used to be a value we had. But, you know, it's a little iffy right now. But let's talk about that from a personal perspective. So what would somebody think would be a good exchange in a relationship? So, for example, let's say you're in relationship with somebody, and for whatever reason in that relationship, your partner, your husband, your wife, whatever you want to call it, that person you spent your life with, all of a sudden has a massive brain injury. And then you put your entire life on hold and you take care of that person and you nurture them. But then somewhere along the way, maybe you get sick and the same is not reciprocated, or maybe to the point where things just don't work out for you exactly, and you come to the end of the trail, and that person then looks at you and says, you know what, you're not exactly what I thought I signed up for. And here you are now thinking, wait a minute, I did this, 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 and this for you.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're leaving me literally with no financial payment for it. I mean, I'm giving you one small example, but it's a real one because I don't know whether you know this, but the rate of chronic divorces from chronic illness is one of the highest ever mm-hmm. recorded. But this is one example. We're in relationship. We give, 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 give. But when it's our turn, perhaps we're not going to get anything back. That is something that you could take and put it, whether it be on a wellness or an illness issue, or it could be your career in relationship that maybe you put your career on the back burner. These things, these unequal exchanges are called psychological contracts. And when they're violated, emotional damage is an understatement. And guess what, folks? We don't talk about broken promises.
Yes.
We are now, though.
Yeah, we are now. We are now.
So you.
Yeah. Okay. So what is the number three thing you must know and act on to get your life back on track? And, you know, the number three thing is it is really important to keep our agreements. Yours that you make to others and those that they make to you. It just is. Because broken promises. Now, you talked about, I love the way that you brought this in, because you spoke to it from the psychological perspective. Now, I'm going to add in, jump in the holistic and the energy medicine perspective.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So, yes, our we psychologically get damaged when we have repeated broken promises. And broken promises can become betrayal, which, you know, there is a reason. I talk about this in my book. There is a reason that Dante in Dante's Inferno dedicated an entire level of hell to betrayal. Okay. It energetically damages us. And to take it a step further, and I talk about this in my book, so you can go to my website and get some further information on the subtle bodies. But for the radio show, we have a part of our anatomy. It's called the subtle body, and they create the aura almost by like holographic projection, if you will. When we experience a broken promise, something that we had an agreement that our mental body is aligned with and our emotional body has aligned with, and that gets broken, it literally creates energetic damage in those bodies. And if there's a strong emotion tied to it, it could be love, it could be hate, it could be anger, it could be jealousy, it could be a lot of the more powerful emotions. The more powerful emotions...
Security. It could be security, like job loss.
Oh, yeah.
Devastating to people.
Yes, or to think that you were hired to do something and then you don't get the support you need from senior leadership and they leave you hanging.
Oopsie.
You don't have what you need. That's actually a betrayal. And it energetically damages us. And those repairs have to be made. And I think this is why I haven't, and we'll talk a little bit about this, but what I'm seeing, my most popular package, I hate to say most popular, but the number one package that's going right now that people are finding their way to me is about relationship recovery. And it's so much more than just the psychology of it. It's in the emotions of it. It's about the energetic damage of it. So number three thing, we've got to keep our agreement. It's very, very important.
But here's the thing. You got to even have a sense of what you're agreeing to.
Yes.
Right? Because
yes.
Here's like the word, we now know, right? So here's the thing we now know. We now know in the world we live in today that, let's just talk a small thing. The world we live in today, there has been a repeal of the psychological contract of work. Mm-hmm. We now know that. We now know today that you're not necessarily going to work for a company for X amount of years, retired, and get benefits because that was they said we're not doing that anymore.
Right.
So that's one of those things where you had an implied agreement. However, companies made it very clear, your employment is at will. So you see how this works?
Yeah.
It's implied. Even though they don't say, I promise you, if you do this, you will get this. It's implied in the years that you spend there, the fact that it's offered to you. The same works in our relationships. There are things that are implied. If you are together with someone and one person, for example, is sick and you take care of them, it would be implied that when you get sick, you get taken care of. Let's talk about money.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about money. It's also implied that maybe you put your life on hold and financially you dipped into your savings. You would imagine that it would be reciprocated. Here's the problem with implied. You haven't really had a conversation about it.
Or
you did.
The action behind the words didn't match.
It didn't match. Right.
It did not match. Because I have lived in and survived one of those financial where we had what I believe was a mutual agreement about how we would handle our finances. It was verbal. It didn't need to be in writing. I thought I'd be married for the rest of my life. I loved and trusted this person. But what I discovered is as soon as this person, going into the narcissistic personality disorder, different show, but once that somebody doesn't get what they want, then they want everything, okay? And what I discovered is that agreement that I had entered into in a marriage relating how we handle my finances and how he handled his finances, because we were older when we got married. I mean, we weren't 21. Okay, I had an entire professional career, that would be kept separate. And if anything happened, we would go our separate ways and our money would be separate. We had the conversation. Oh, yes, we did. What I discovered is that other individual was not in integrity, was not energetically, emotionally, mentally, or spiritually aligned with the commitment that this person made with me.
Yeah.
So the energetics, okay, again, paying attention to the energy behind the words and the behaviors over time. So when it didn't fit anymore, boom, and now with mine is mine, with yours is mine, and with ours is mine, and it was a major life lesson to really watch the agreements and watch the energy and the behavior behind those words and those conversations. Make sure they're legitimate. And they want to prove it to you.
Well, and let's do this. I want to talk about what happens when you do something energetically. What word would you like to use? Refreshing, positive?
Yes.
Because, you know, I have both that story and I have another story.
Yeah.
You know, I have the story of ending a relationship after 17 years. I ended it and on not so great terms. I mean, you know, I wish I could sit here and say, I'm Dr. Pat and I'm perfect. Hell no, I'm not. But I've learned from my lessons, and I'm here to tell you that. But I'll tell you this. When we ended that relationship, and I was the primary money maker, uh-huh. I was the one with the six-digit salary.
Yeah.
I was that one. And when we ended that relationship, I split everything in half. Everything. Everything. Why? Now, some people would say, oh, Pat, you felt guilty. I don't think that's true. I really don't think that's true. I think there's a part of something about me that I learned as a kid from having a very tough childhood and from having a great stepmom about what it means to do things in that way. But what's the moral of the story? I want to tell you, and can we skip the break so we can keep rolling here, Jennifer?
Sure, let's do it. Keep going.
Because I want you to weigh in on this.
Okay.
I didn't know that by doing that, and it took a lot of years for us to become friends, just saying, but we did. I didn't know that what would happen energetically, karmically, maybe you can explain it on your level, that when I got sick, when I got in financial trouble, when my hospital bills were so jacked up, those of you out there that are thinking healthcare is not an issue, I'm telling you right now, yes. When that happened to me, my ex was there and is still there today. So explain it from a karmic point of view.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Because yeah. why would somebody's heart that I crushed want to be my friend? Let's talk about that.
So there's a lot to this, and there's many different perspectives. And in the scope of the show today, we're just going to pick a couple, okay?
Good job.
We're just going to pick a couple of perspectives to go with this. But
yeah.
let's take another perspective, because also, and my experience was very different about what the expectations were that were mutually discussed and agreed upon and how it played out over time. So that's a different thing. But karmically, and if we're as we're spiritually evolving, each of us truly is to grow and to be able to support ourselves and to provide for ourselves and to you know achieve our mission, whatever it is that we incarnated in this lifetime to do, right? So we have to go out and serve and give back to help be a part of the solution and be a part of the positive inspiration that's going on to help us all raise up, okay? So we take all that to perspective, but when we've entered into an agreement of what, and marriage, let's also, let me qualify this. What the definition of a marriage is for different people. And it should be what those two agree upon and what works for them. It's almost like the Western medicine model that tries to take a pill and quantitative reproductive research to apply that pill to everyone, and it doesn't work that way. But the point being is, when you truly made an agreement between two individuals of what will work for them and what agreement they've made that feels good for both of them, that's important to be kept. And when we make an agreement, we've created karmic ties. Anytime we enter into a relationship with someone, we create a karmic tie. And we're responsible, we're held accountable for keeping up our side of those ties, as is that other person. So when those are, and karmic ties are energetic, by the way. It comes into the energetic anatomy. We have an entire subtle body called the karmic body, okay? We have an entire subtle body, a part of our anatomy that manages all of this. So it's very, very real. So karmically speaking, when you make an agreement and it's been made for the highest good, it needs to be maintained. And if things change, then adjust the agreement. But breaking and betraying an agreement just so you can have everything is what I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
And that breaches a spiritual agreement that is what a marriage should be founded upon. There should be a spiritual connection in a marriage as well. And I think we're losing sight of that these days. I think we're going down to definition and by calculation by the state law instead of what the agreement was and what's actually divine right. What is true by divine plan? What is true by divine right action? And what is true by divine right timing? Not what everybody else defines it as. So I know there's a lot there to unpack, but there's more to it. And this is why agreements are so important. There's a much bigger thing going on.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about what you're doing to help people with this, because I think this is really important. You know, there are a lot of things that we've gone through in life, but I'll tell you, there have never been as many tools, you know, especially from you and what you've put together to help people. This is where you help them. Tell us about this. And also, I think you've got a book coming out, right?
I do. It's very close to pub. So by the next show, we're going to have a launch date. It's going to be out for Christmas. So I'll be giving you all the formal details on the book we're so close. They're going up some finishing touches here. But I want to talk to you. Thank you for bringing this up, because
yeah.
the relationship recovery package, which is the most popular package that I have, is really going gangbusters right now. If people are looking for help in, number one, handling the grief of something that broke, that's ended, and it's never coming back. We've got to handle the grief, okay?
Yeah.
We've also got to handle the energetic damage, like what we talked about. And let me just go back and explain a little bit. Now, I talk more about this on my website, and I talk more about it in my book. But briefly, when we are intimate with another person, we share more than DNA, okay? And this is not about protected sex. This is about energetics, okay? We share energetic anatomy. We share our chakras, our subtle bodies, our aura take in energy from the other individual. And we share color rays is what happens. And the more that we're committed, the more that we're sharing these color aids that should nourish each other. But what happens is when the relationship is unbalanced, one person is pulling literally more energy from the other person and putting in hooks and holding on to them.
Yeah.
So one of the ways that I help people is we work with the energetic damage that when either the relationship is resolving or whether it's ending or either side. But to make sure that the karmic ties and the color rays and the chakras are actually repaired so that each person is individually healthy, operating on their own energy, and you can both go on to lead healthy lives. Because what happens and what's been happening for decades is we're still connected and that we're pulling from each other. And if those karmic ties, those energetic ties are not corrected appropriately and repaired, we continue to pull on, and we can go on and carry that marriage with us or that formal relationship for decades, and it's just not good for anybody. It holds us down. It drains our energy. It burns us out. It keeps us emotionally so very unhappy over what happened, the pain from that other person, the loss from that other person, and it keeps our mental body running in thoughts of that other person as well. So those have to be broken. They have to be, and there's a correct way to do this. And it's a skill and it's an art, and there's a right way to do it. So that's one of the biggest ways that I really enjoy helping people, is helping people end those relationships appropriately or heal them so that they can resolve and go on together. Either way, it comes down to energetics.
Yeah, but this is really, you know, really piggybacking on the fact that everything is energy.
Yeah.
I mean, and now we have science that supports that.
Mm-hmm.
Yet at the same time, it's mind-boggling for most people in the world today to really truly understand that they are at choice to change it. And isn't that what you're doing?
Yeah.
So, you know, isn't that what you're doing when you're talking about a program you're developing?
Yeah, it's about helping the client that comes to me and helping that person, because it's really not about the other person. It's always about the client, you. We can only help ourselves. We can only heal ourselves. And as we do, it heals others around us and lifts others around us. And that's what I've dedicated my career to, is helping people basically heal for real so they can go on to truly enjoy the happiness and the freedom and the joy and the health and the wellness. And, I mean, if I survived what I've survived, you can too. So, yeah, that's what I'm here to do, is help people get through these things and get on to what life can really be.
When we think about this, when we think about making these changes, clearly the work you've done in the world is helping so many people with this. Why do you think in today's world, why do you think we are at the place we are at when it comes to relationships? Because what you're talking about is commonplace now, that's what we're realizing. You know, it used to be, oh, that's so unusual. But now, aren't we hearing more and more stories?
I would say, if I had to boil it down to one thing, and this is complex, okay? But if I had to boil it down to one thing, here's what I say, would say why. Karma is being sped up, okay? We are now living, we now have the opportunity to balance our karmic ledgers much more quickly and efficiently than we ever have. Because to use the mainstream term, nobody's getting out of this ascension thing. That's what ascension is, okay? We're clearing off our karma, balancing our ledgers so we can go home to God. Just is. Now, karma has sped up, the consciousness is raising, which gives us the opportunity to live many lifetimes within one. So this is why we're having relationships that begin, run their course, and end. A new relationship. I'm going to work on this now. Begin. Runs its course and end. Okay, now I need to work on this. New relationship. Runs its course and end. It's not as bad as we think it is. It's just a different perspective. It's all about perspective. And once you get good with karma and reincarnation, you can relax about the guilt. You can let go of the shame. You can let go of the whole failure thing, because chances are the relationship did exactly what it was supposed to do. And mine did. It helped me break a long-standing karmic pattern that was my responsibility. And we had soul contracts in an agreement to help us to help us take that next step on our journey home. And it's really, honestly, it really is that simple. We just try to make it about other things.
Yeah. Yeah. And at the same time, we have to make it so that we heal. Isn't that the key of what we're talking about? Even if you wake up one day and say, what the bleep happened to my life? Because it does feel like your entire life is failure, right?
Yes. It feels like it. It feels like it because we have to make changes, get the lessons, heal, and go on to the next thing we're here to work with. But in the meantime, it feels very painful. And the pain that we're experiencing is a major opportunity to go within and go on that journey of discovery. And that's how I help my clients, is help them go within, connect with their spiritual guides, get the energetics corrected so they can connect with the divine, get their truth, get their answer, and heal for real and start moving forward. And that's what I'm here to do, and I love what I do.
Well, let's make sure everybody's got the website and they know where to find the relationship recovery that you're talking about.
Yeah, sure. Go to burnbrighttoday.com and click on shop. The packages are there. And again, please feel free to schedule the free 15-minute consultation.
Yeah.
I'd love to talk with you about it. And if you need, we'll create a custom package. Not a problem. I'll provide what it is that you need. We'll figure out what you need and get you what you need.
Thank you for listening to Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be sure to tune in each month for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination. As a board-certified holistic nurse and energy medicine practitioner with years of wisdom and experience, Jennifer has dedicated her life to solving the problem of burnout and helping others to take a stand for their health. Your first step to taking your life back is Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. For more information about Jennifer Marcinelli and her work, including her new upcoming book, visit her website at burnbrighttoday.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good day to you and the others here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound. Well, good thing, folks. So far, no major blocking or accidents to report at the moment. Still have slowing on 405 southbound around Northeast 59th Street just after Kirkland Redmond area and stretches all the way down into downtown Valley. So bring your patience along with you as they roll through the 520 area on 405. Other than that, stay tuned for Conscious Confidence Radio with Sarah Main coming up next after the news. Weather.
Attack response. GM workers strike. I'm Mike Morse. When the president says the U.S. is locked and loaded in response to the attack on Saudi oil production facilities, Mark Short, the vice president's chief of staff, says that doesn't necessarily mean the U.S. is ready to launch a military strike.
I think that locked and loaded is a broad term that talks about the reality that we're also far safer and more secure domestically from energy independence.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said the attack was instigated by Iran. And Short says Pompeo will show evidence of that soon. The U.S. released satellite images of the damage, alleging the pattern of destruction suggested the attack came from either Iraq or Iran. 50,000 UAW workers are on strike against General Motors. But correspondent Vanessa Yurkevich reports GM says its offer is more than fair.
GM is saying that they have offered a very fair and strong contract, but the UAW is saying it does not go far enough. They want better health benefits. They want more protective rights for temporary workers, and they also want better starting salaries for their workers.
Big injuries to two NFL starting quarterbacks. Ben Roethlisberger of the Steelers will miss the rest of the season with an elbow injury requiring surgery, and the Saints' Drew Brees expected to miss about six games after a thumb injury. The Sackler family could give up its ownership of Purdue Pharma and up to $4.5 billion of their own money. Purdue has filed for bankruptcy, and Chairman Steve Miller tells CNBC.
We think the best answer is put the company on the table, have a settlement so that all of the value can, as soon as possible, go to the unfortunate victims of the opioid crisis.
President Trump is casting doubt that he'll come to an agreement with Democrats on gun control as lawmakers await his proposals to combat mass shootings. The Dow down about 149 points. I'm Mike Moss.
Here are the major rules for all KKNW Call to Win contests. After our contest's on-air cue to call, the first completed call received at 888-298-KKNW or number given at time of contest will be selected and verified as the winner. You could win a prize valued up to $100. To be eligible, you must be at least 18 years old, have not won in the last 30 days, and reside within the KKNW listening area. Complete contest rules are available at 1150KKNW.com.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to alternative month weather. I look for Monday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies again today and a slight chance of rain showers. High temperatures around 56 degrees. Tonight, clouds and rain will hang around. Low temperatures dropping back down to about 56. For Tuesday and for Wednesday, more clouds and showers expected. High temperatures covering mid-60s. Sunshine returning for Thursday. High temperature around 68.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Follow host Sarah Maine on her ongoing journey of conscious confidence and gain timeless wisdom to unleash unparalleled confidence. Stay conscious, confidence. Learn to ignite the living spark of wisdom, a new narrative for fulfillment contained in Sanskrit and the ancient, powerful, engaging, and fun conscious conversations to discover your own magnificent true self. Learn to dispel the fear shadow as Sarah provides essential knowledge about embracing change and the power of transformation. Get ready. Conscious confidence starts now.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio. I'm Sarah Maine, creator of Conscious Confidence, the Timeless Wisdom. And today's show is very special to me because I've got a very, very special friend, mentor, and all-around fantastic person as my guest. And I get to talk to wonderful people like this and spend some time with them. And you can too. And my guest is Angela Raspis. And Angela Raspis is the founder, owner, creator of Your Next Chapter Business. And Angela can talk more about that. But I'd like to firstly welcome Angela. Welcome along, Angela.
Thank you, Sarah. I've been looking forward to speaking this morning. Thank you very much for the invitation.
So just to get started, and by way of invitation, I like to do this as a sort of quick fire questions. So where were you born?
I was born in New Zealand, in just south of Auckland, in a place called Mangere, and I grew up on a farm in Pukekohe. So places that you may not be familiar with, they're rather small but lovely. So I grew up in a very adventurous household, having cows and sheep and horses and all sorts around me. It was a really great way to grow up.
But you're in Australia now, though.
I am, yes. I came to Australia in 1988 for 3 months, and I'm still here, so it's not too late.
I always thought it was the best place to live. Okay, what's your favourite book? I know you'll love this question. What's your favourite book?
Oh, my goodness. My favourite book. That is so difficult. But if I could bring it down to a favourite author, I think I'll get closer. I'm a huge fan of the work of Brené Brown. And so I've read everything. And her first book was I Thought It Was Just Me, But It Isn't, was the one that really made me stop, gasp, and feel seen and heard and understood. It was fantastic.
Okay. What's your favorite quote?
Just because you can, it doesn't mean you should. That's one of mine.
That's an Angela Raspis.
That's an Angela-ism.
We can have that one. Okay. And who inspires you or what inspires you?
I think the thing that inspires me the most is, it might sound a little cliche, but it is the women that I work with because of the variety of goals and visions they have, the passion that they bring to their personal projects. That is inspiring because every single day they are waking up with the intention to do good in the world. And that to me is it's just the best way to work. And so, yeah, I'm inspired by the women that are around me every day.
Fantastic, thank you. So can you just tell us a little bit about your next chapter?
Oh, absolutely. So,
and weave in your background.
Well, your next chapter is a concept of the next thing that you're stepping into, the thing that's calling you. You may not be doing it right now, but it hasn't left you alone. It keeps tapping you on the shoulder and saying, you need to acknowledge me. This is the thing you truly want to do. I call it a next chapter because, rather than a next stage, is because there can be several chapters. You can. We're always evolving. And especially these days, like I've just turned 50, and I honestly feel like it's just beginning. I've been in the business of mentoring and strategy and marketing for 2003. I started my own business. And this is tied into the just because you can, it doesn't mean you should. Because after corporate world, I took my skills and I started a business because it was tricky 20 years ago to go back part-time or in a way when you had kids and I had small children. So I started a marketing agency and it grew and I went to service offices and it grew. And then I ended up buying an office and having full-time staff in a place called Chatswood on the North Shore in Sydney. But I'd never pause to check in and see, is this what I really want? Mm-hmm. I just simply, because bigger is better, isn't it? So of course you want to grow. That's what we all want. But in 2012, I realized that I'd hit a real wall, incredibly burnt out and not really enjoying what I was doing any longer. As my business had grown, my expenses had increased, and so I had to go up the food chain, so to speak, in the type of clients that we were working with. And I'd lost a lot of that very personal connection that happened in the early days. So I finally took a bit of persuading to get through the doubt of stopping and starting again. I stepped into my own next chapter. And this is where the just because you can, it doesn't mean you should comes in. I did grow the business because I could, but it didn't mean that it was really right for me. And I was being called into my own next chapter, which was going back to the heart of really working with women in particular who have a real desire to do good in the world. So I see a next chapter as a beautiful harmony between contribution and fulfillment. So you see a need in the world. You see something that you were drawn towards addressing or assisting with or growing. And that contribution leads to that feeling of fulfillment, which then is that beautiful cycle of wanting to continue. And it's lovely. And to me, that next chapter could be that you want to volunteer, you want to start a business, you want to change the business that you're in, you're wanting to go in a different direction. It means different things for different people. But a lot of fear and doubt can come up. I was 43 when I changed directions and thought, isn't it silly? Like, this is going really well. Should I take the chance? And I decided absolutely. So that doubt and fear is often very, very common, and that's where the concept of your lovely idea of conscious confidence, that self-leadership of saying, yes, this is the thing. I need to step forward. It keeps calling me. So that's really what the next chapter is about.
Right. And let's just zero in on this point of what you described as sort of recognizing that it's time for a new chapter. You know there's something not right, but sometimes you don't check in and actually see what's going on because you're so outwardly focused. Just zero in on your journey there or what you've met with all the wonderful women that you work with.
Well, it's that feeling, I've actually have a model, a model of change for women and men, of course, that are looking at this next chapter. And the first step is discontent. And that discontent can manifest first and foremost as, in my case, exhaustion and crankiness. And that was the main feeling for me. And that feeling of discontent isn't always in that form. It can be just, it's like a nagging feeling that something's not quite right. That nagging feeling that there's more, there's something different I should be doing, but I'm not absolutely sure what it is. And so that's how, well, for me, it definitely showed up as burnout because I was giving so much. But I think when you're in a business that isn't perhaps nurturing you, it's not aligned fully with your values, that can be very draining. So that's what I mean by the feeling of exhaustion and draining. So if you're getting that feeling, and I'm a big journaler. I keep a gratitude diary every night, and I tend to journal things out. And when I saw the same themes coming up again and again and again, the same feeling of I'm just not happy, there's got to be more, I had to do something about it. I couldn't just stay in that stage. Yeah. So when you've got that feeling of disconnection and dissatisfaction, then you've got to work out, well, what do I actually want? And that can be tricky. That's a really tricky stage. That's the stage two in the model of change of what do I desire? And I think one of the easiest ways to uncover that is by contrast. So if you're aware of what you don't want, of what is causing the disconnect, the disconnection, the sadness, the exhaustion, etc., then you flip each one of those. Well, if I don't want this, what do I want instead? Yes. If I don't want to be working with corporate clients, what do I want instead?
Yes.
If I don't want to be traveling to run workshops, what do I want instead? So creating that desire and looking back at what are the things that I call it a soapbox moment. Like if I gave you a soapbox and said, okay, get on that soapbox and tell me, what is it that you want to change in the world? What is it that frustrates you or you can see that you know you need to address? And everyone's got soapbox moments. And when you can discover what they are, then you can start to look at, well, how might I address those? Is there an opportunity there for me to step into the fray and address them? So that's the desire part. And most women that I've worked with, they mightn't call it a soapbox moment, but when you actually give them the space to talk about the things that are important to them and the things that frustrate them or excite them, we've all got soapbox moments. And often that is where you'll find the seed of a next chapter.
Right. Okay. What I love about the way you describe this this sort of pivotal point of sitting with the contrast and raising your awareness, because you know you are incredibly self-aware and always pushing that boundary. It's just the acceptance that it's okay to feel uncomfortable. And not stopping and rearranging the externals, but actually zeroing in on what's this discomfort telling me? What's it saying?
Yeah, it's got to come up from the inside. It has to come from the inside. I mean, we obviously respond to things that happen to us in the world. And actually, when I say respond, it wasn't always like that. I did a lot of reacting for a long time. But yes, there has been a lot of work on that ability to respond to something. But you need to have it sit as well.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want to... Yeah, that is the difference between the reaction and the response. But it has to come from internal. You have to connect with what's going on inside of you. And accept, I think, the fact that most discontent comes from a